The special commission set up by CARICOM to chart a way forward for the regional integration movement has submitted an interim report, and we've been hearing about it from its chairman and advisor to Prime Minister Mia Motley, Avinash Prasad.
So the Caribbean Commission, which I have the privilege of chairing, met in Bridgetown last week. We have a great set of commissioners, including Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, who is the first woman managing director of the World Bank, first woman finance minister of Nigeria. Pascal Lamy, the former director of the World Trade Organization, is also a member of our commission, as well as a number of Caribbean luminaries, like Damien King, former head of economics at UWE in Mona. And we met in Bridgetown. We had some very good discussions. And we put together an interim report that will be presented to the heads of government of CARICOM in the first week of July. And I think the key point of departure of this report is that we are saying that we need a new development model, that previously we've been very focused on production, on protecting particular sectors, on giving tax concessions to bring investors in to support certain sectors. And one of the things the commission is saying is that the one thing that we know for certain is that we don't know what jobs will be in existence in 50 years' time. Many of the jobs that will be being done in 50 years' time are not being done today. Many of the jobs we do today will not exist in 50 years' time. And therefore, we shouldn't have a development model focused on those particular sectors and occupations that exist today. We need to invest instead in people. We need to have at the center of our development model people, a people-centric model in which we make every citizen of the country better equipped at dealing with the future, better equipped in their education and their training at adaptability. So we need to teach skills where people can be good at switching and changing and adjusting. The evolution is about survival of the most adaptable. And we need our people to be adaptable with the new technologies and the new skills. And so we need a people-driven development model, not a production-driven development model. One of the old models that were driven by tax concessions here and there that we could ill afford. We need to focus on raising skills and value and wages and lifestyle of our people.
And where do we go from here in terms of specifics?
So our next stage, in going from the interim report to our final report, which will be produced at the end of this year, we'll be developing four or five key investments. And these will be a bankable investment, so not just hairy, fairy ideas, but ideas that will generate interest by the private sector and the development banks, investments that will change the needle, move the needle of economic growth in the Caribbean. So yes, a people-driven, people-centric development model, but that also means practical things, like how do we lower the cost of transport within the region? How do we improve the frequency and the quality of that transport, especially for goods? If we want more regional integration, we need to make sure that people can trade, that fresh food produced in Dominica today can be sold in Barbados tomorrow. And that needs a very significant change in thinking about transport. We also need to think about how we make our region more resilient to the climatic changes we are seeing, and whether that is through different financial instruments or different ways of building. And there are a number of things that we will drill down and have four or five very specific investments.
Here's a Sagicor tip. If your home is so badly damaged that you can't continue to live in it while repairs are being done, your policy will help to meet the cost of additional alternative accommodation, as well as replacement and installation of external door locks. And indoors, windows and skylights are covered against accidental breakage, as are baths and wash basins. Want to sign up or learn more? Contact your Sagicor financial advisor. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.